Good morning, everyone. My name is Wen Jili, PhD student from Arizona State University. Today, I want to present our works, Cache Dedupe, Inline Deduplication for Flash Caching. This is a joint work with my advisor Ming Zhao, colleagues Greg, Huan, Professor Giri from FIU, and Professor Tong Zhang from RPI. Flash caching uses flash device as cache for slower primary storage. In recent years, it received much attention because of the scalability problems of the storage system. This problem is caused by the increasingly data-intensive workloads and the increasing level of consolidation in computing system. Just like this diagram, the flash caching can deploy it on the client side or the server side. The flash caching can exploit the high performance of the flash device and avoid long latency from the primary storage, but it still faces some challenges. Comparing to the data set sites in the data center, the flash cache capacity is still very small. And due to the programmed read cycles, the flash caching also faces the endurance problems. And caching makes this problem worse because the read miss also causes the data insertion. We focus on the flash caching in this talk, but our approach also applicable to other non-volatile memory caches. Cache deduplication is a potential solution for these problems. It can reduce the data footprint and the write to flash by eliminating the duplicate data and the unnecessary cache insertions. But simply stacking deduplication with caching is inefficient. If a cache layer stack on a deduplication layer, the cache layer cannot exploit the space reduction by the deduplication layer because the cache layer is not aware of the space saving by the duplication. On the other hand, if a deduplication layer stack on a cache layer, the deduplication layer has to manage the source address for the whole primary storage. And the cache layer also needed to store redundant metadata to manage to identify the different cache blocks. So to address this problem, we present Cache Dedupe, which is based on integrated cache and deduplication management architecture. Based on this architecture, Cache Dedupe can enable a duplication-aware cache replacement algorithms. This algorithm can improve the performance and the endurance by utilizing the duplication information. This is the outline of my talk. Next, I will introduce the integrated cache and the duplication architecture and the duplication-aware cache replacement algorithm. And finally, I will show our evaluation results. In traditional cache management, we have data and metadata. The data has the cache blocks, and the metadata has the source address index. And the total number of the metadata items can be mapped to the is equal to the total number of the cache blocks. And the source address index can map the source address to the cache address. The source address is from the primary storage, and the cache address is from the cache device. But with deduplication, we can have unbounded metadata items mapped to the cache blocks. So to address this problem, we present Cache Dedupe. It has two components, the metadata cache and the data cache. By considering the metadata management as a cache replacement problem, we can bound the size of the metadata cache. Just like this diagram, a source address X in the source address index, it can map to its fingerprint F in the fingerprint store. And this fingerprint F can map to its cache block with the cache address Y in the data cache. Now let's see an example about how Cache Dedupe works. Here, the metadata cache has three source addresses. Address 1 and 2, 3. Address 1 and 2, they map into the fingerprint A and also map to the cache block A. and address tree map to the fingerprint B, and map to the cache block B. Now, if a request reader address 1 request is coming, first we will search inside the source address index, and we find the match address 1, and this address 1 also map to the fingerprint A and map to the cache block A. So actually, this address it can directly read the data from the cache block A and just directly return. So let's see another example. If a read address 4 request coming, first we will search in the source address index, but we found it is a miss. So actually, we need to read this data from the primary storage and also store this source address into the source address index. After we get this data, data block C, we need to find its fingerprint C inside the fingerprint store. So we search it. Then we found that the fingerprint B is equal to the fingerprint C. And this fingerprint B already have a cache block B. So actually, we needn't insert any new data into the data cache. But for here, the metadata cache and the data cache replacement are managed by our duplication-aware algorithms. That is what I plan to introduce in the next slides, following slides. We proposed two duplication-aware cache replacement algorithms, $U and DARK. They're both based on classical cache replacement algorithm. $U is very simple but efficient. DARK is scan-resistant and adaptive. Now, let's see the $U algorithm first. $U is very simple. All the items in the metadata cache and the data cache are managed as LRU list separately. So if the data metadata cache or the data cache is full, we always evict the least recently used items from their own list and insert a new one to the most recently used position. $U is simple and efficient. Because the metadata cache and the data cache are managed separately, if we have orphaned items in this cache at the same time, we are wasting our cache space. But we have proved that there's no such wastage in this cache. If you are interested in our proof, please refer to our paper. But $U is not scan resistant. It cannot deal well with the scan sequences. Scan sequences is the request with no temporal locality. It can waste the space and cause unnecessary way out. So that is why we have another algorithm, DARK. But before we talk about DARK, let's have a quick review of the ARC algorithm. The basic idea of ARC algorithm is store the recently accessed items in T1 and frequently accessed items in T2. So when a scan sequence is coming, it will pass through the T1 and won't affect T2. So the total size of T1 plus T2 cannot overwrite C, which C is the number of the cache blocks. And the ARC algorithm, they also use two ghost lists, B1 and B2, to store the metadata that already evicted from T1 and T2. These two ghost lists can observe the access pattern to improve the performance. So actually, the ARC is adaptive and scan resistant. Now let's see our DARK algorithm. In the DARK algorithm, our metadata cache are managed by a modified ARC algorithm. Now let's see more detail. In ARC algorithm, T1 plus T2 cannot overwrite C, but with deduplication, we can have more than C items. So to accommodate more items, the T1 plus T2 can store up to C plus X. Here the X is can be tuned by the system admin. And to accommodate, to utilize the extra space in the metadata cache, we also add another ghost list B3 to store the metadata that already evicted from B1 and B2. And on the other hand, if the data cache is full, we only evicted the cache block, which with no mappings in T1 and T2. Okay, let's see our evaluation results. To evaluate the cache dedupe performance, we developed a prototype that which is based on block device virtualization. This prototype can be deployed on client side or the server side. This prototype is based on our another project called DM Cache, which can be found in the following address. And the test bed we used are two nodes with the following setup. They are connected with SKC protocol. In the evaluation, we also use the FIU traces, WebWAN, home, and mail. We summarize their status in this table. And we also use FIU benchmark to evaluate the performance. In the following slides, we will evaluate the cache dedupe in different important aspects. First, we evaluate its performance by comparing the miss ratio from WebWAM trace. In this figure, the x-axis is the cache size represented by the percentage of the working set size, and the y-axis is the total miss ratio. The lower, the better. The bottom two lines is our duplication-aware algorithms, and the top two lines is traditional algorithms. From this figure, we can see when the cache size is 20%, dark has the lowest total miss ratio. And when the cache size go up to 40%, both $U and dark, they have reduced the total miss ratio a lot compared to the traditional algorithm. And when the cache size grow big enough, all the algorithm has similar results. The other two figures show the read miss ratio and the write miss ratio. They have similar results. So overall, we can observe that the $U and the dark, they reduce the total miss ratio by up to 20%. Now, in this slide, we will evaluate the endurance by comparing the write-to-flash ratio. In the evaluation, we use write-to-flash ratio as an indirect measurement of the wear out. It is a percentage of the writes that are sent to the flash device versus the total request that is received by cache dedupe. This figure shows the write-to-flash ratio from mail trace. The x-axis is still the cache size, and the y-axis is the write-to-flash ratio. The lower, the better. From this figure, we can see $U and dark, they reduce the write-to-flash ratio a lot compared to the traditional algorithms. The other two figures is from the home and WebWAM trees. They also show similar results. So overall, we can observe that the $U and the dark reduce the write-to-flash ratio by up to 89%. Now, let's evaluate the real-time performance by looking at the I/O latency from the trace replay. This experiment is tested under the cache size is 40% working set size. And the y-axis is the average I/O latency. The striped bars is our duplication-aware algorithms, and the solid ones is our traditional algorithm. From this figure, we can see the $U and the dark reduce the latency by up to 48% and 51%. Okay, in this slide, we will evaluate the fingerprint overhead by using a real benchmark. In the previous experiment, the fingerprint overhead is not included because the fingerprint already exists in the trace file. So to evaluate the fingerprint overhead, we use FIO benchmark, and we found the fingerprinting will add 10 to 20 microseconds to the latency. But we think this overhead can be overlapped in the concurrent IOS fingerprinting operations. So to confirm this, we evaluated the throughput with 8 concurrent threads. The results show as following. The x-axis is the access pattern, and the y-axis is the throughput. From this figure, we can see, compared to the LRU algorithm, $U and dark, they don't have extra overhead. So it proved that the fingerprint overhead is insignificant in the overall throughput. Now, let's compare to another related works, Natural, which use both compression and deduplication for flash caching. To compare with Natural, we developed CDARC, which is compression and duplication aware cache replacement algorithms. It is based on DARC. And this figure shows the CDARC and the Natural read-miss ratio when the cache size is 5% and 10% working set size. And y-axis is the read-miss ratio. The striped bars is when the compression is 4, and the solid ones is when the compression ratio is 2. From this figure, we can see CDARC has a lower read-miss ratio. It reduced the read-miss ratio by up to 12.56%. This is because we have an integrated management, and we can utilize the duplication and compression information to reduce this read-miss ratio. There are related works. Macro, IOCache, vSphere, and DimCache. They all improve the flash caching in different aspects. But we are complementary because we focus on optimizing the deduplication for flash caching. And compared to the flash deduplication works, we are also complementary because we focus on the deduplication for the caching. Okay, let me conclude my talk. This work, Cache Dedupe, is about optimizing the deduplication for flash caching. We have seen that the integrated cache and the deduplication architecture is the key to the efficient management. And the duplication-aware algorithms, cache replacement algorithms, can exploit the duplication information to improve the performance and the endurance. And in the evaluation, we have showed that the cache dedupe has up to 20% reduction in the total miss ratio, 51 in the latency, and 89 in the write to flash. Here, I want to thank to my co-authors. This is a truly collaborative work. Everyone contributed a lot. Thank my labmate Greg. He designed the DARC algorithm. And Juan, Professor Giri, they did a lot of work in the algorithm analysis. And Professor Tong Zhang, he contributed his knowledge about the flash device endurance. And also thanks to my colleague, VESA colleagues, Docado and Simon, for the DM cache framework and the trace collection. And also thanks to our sponsors. Thanks, this is all my talk. I'm happy to take questions. Thank you.
Nice work and interesting talk. In the CDARC configuration, let's assume you use write evic unit. And when you make a replacement, you need to decide which write evic unit, WU, to evict.
Yep.
And if every WU has mapping in the T1 plus T2 region, which one you decide to evict?
In this case, actually, we will use the DARC algorithm to keep evicting the element inside the T1 and T2 until we find a block that has no mapping in T1 and T2. But here I want to clarify that because this operation actually is bounded by the size of X, this operation cannot overwrite X, so it won't cause too many overhead. We have proved it in the paper. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm kind of curious. Most of your results were comparing deduplicated cache with just caching without deduplication. And how can you quantify how much better you are than sort of naive stacking, which I imagine wouldn't perform that well, but where you have just normal stacking of caching and deduplication without integrating them?
Oh, it's a good question, actually. Because in the previous slide, we already compare why we need to integrate the cache and the deduplication. We didn't have exact numbers about how we improved, but we have from the previously slide we were showed, if you just simply stack, actually you will waste the space about, you need to manage the whole primary storage source address. That is a huge number. And also for the cache layer, you also need to store the many source address to, actually this source address is duplicated to the up layers. So this is a lot of the resource waste. But yeah, we still didn't compare with just simply stacking things.
Thank you.
Thank you.